From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
The yeas are 55. The nays are 36.
Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana announcing that once again an effort to get an energy bill through the Senate has failed. Republicans blocking an energy efficiency bill backed by manufacturers and environmentalists, forfeiting a chance to vote on the much-delayed Keystone XL pipeline. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had offered to vote on a separate bill to take the pipeline out of the president's hands and give it to Congress. That was if Republicans approved the energy bill, but that didn't happen.
Demand after demand has been met, but even now they're still seeking a ransom.
The blocked energy bill would cut electricity use by imposing tough building codes and requiring federal data centers to find ways to consolidate and become more efficient. The leader of Nigeria's Islamist Boko Haram militants group says he will release more than 200 schoolgirls his fighters kidnapped last month in exchange for prisoners. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the Islamist militant group has released the first video evidence that many of the girls are still alive and together.
The video released by the Islamist group shows about 130 of the girls dressed in full-length hijabs, sitting on the forest floor and singing. Abu Bakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, tells the camera he has liberated the girls, converting them to Islam. Most of the girls kidnapped were Christian, from a village, Chibok, that has both Christian and Muslim families. On the video, Shekau offers to release the more than 200 youngsters in a swap for militants held in Nigerian prisons for the last few years. That offer is unlikely to be acceptable to the Nigerian government, but it's the first offer of any kind. Just a few days ago, Shekau was promising to sell the kidnapped girls in the market as slaves. Gregory Warner.